KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:03, we have sunny skies. It's 40 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high around 50. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-4100. Officials at the Atlantic High School and Atlantic Police Department investigated a social media threat Tuesday morning. Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson reports that at around 8:54 a.m. Tuesday, officers were notified of an anonymous Snapchat that indicated a shooting was going to occur at the high school at 10 a.m. or at noon on Tuesday. Following a lengthy discussion, a 16-year-old male was arrested for threats of terrorism, a Class D felony. The teen was transported to the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs. Authorities determined that there was no credible threat and no weapons were found. Officers and faculty believe that there was no real danger to the school. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reports this morning a Missouri man was arrested following an investigation into a personal injury hit-and-run accident late Tuesday morning. 40-year-old Warren Frank Davis, Jr. of Grant City, Missouri, was arrested after he fled the scene of the accident at the intersection of 16th and Garfield Streets in Clarinda. Brothers said that at around 11:30 a.m. Tuesday, Davis's vehicle struck a Chevy Sonic driven by 39-year-old Renee Dawn Pulliam of Clarinda. Pulliam was traveling north into the intersection of 16th and Garfield when Davis, Jr., who was traveling west on East Garfield Street, ran a red light, causing the Pulliam vehicle to broadside the Davis, Jr. vehicle. Pulliam's Chevrolet Sonic sustained significant front-end damage and is believed to be a total loss. Davis Jr. was apprehended after his 1993 Honda Civic broke down due to mechanical failure at the intersection of Highway 71 and 230th Street, or about 2 miles south of Clarinda. Davis Jr. was taken into custody without incident by members of the Clarinda Police Department and Iowa State Patrol. The patrol is in charge of the accident investigation. Motorists who have been following Davis Jr. after he fled the accident scene alerted law enforcement to Davis Jr.'s location. He was charged with leaving the scene of a personal injury accident, failure to obey a solid red traffic signal, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Davis is currently being held at the Page County Jail on $1,562 bond, and police reports have been submitted to the offices of the Page County Attorney for review and the filing of formal charges. Officials of the Harlan Police Department report three recent arrests. On Monday, 51-year-old Jeffrey Allen Rowland of Harlan was arrested on an active Shelby County warrant. And as we've mentioned, 45-year-old Richard Eugene Green of Harlan was arrested following a call in reference to a robbery at the Settle Inn in Harlan. Green was transported to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with theft in the fourth degree and making false reports. On November 10th, 32-year-old Amber Lee Nelson of Harlan was arrested following a possible domestic situation in the 1800 block of Lincoln Avenue. Nelson was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with domestic abuse, assault, and possessing contraband. The Union County Sheriff's Office says an Afton man reported Monday afternoon that sometime between October 29th and November 13th, someone took a field camera valued at $100 from a field north of Afton. Anyone with information about the crime should contact the Union County Sheriff's Office. The Atlantic City Council will hold a regularly scheduled meeting this evening at 5:30 in their chambers at City Hall, and on their agenda is an order to approve an amended 28E agreement between the City of Atlantic and Cass County with regard to Public Safety Communications Commission. The original agreement was filed with the county recorder in October of 1999. The County Board of Supervisors adopted the changes to the agreement during their meeting last Wednesday. The city, represented by the council, will have to adopt them as well in order for the agreement to take effect. The changes are, for the most part, housekeeping duties, including adding 28E and the word communications to the title, along with a new location for the facilities located across the street from the courthouse. Griswold and Anita were removed from the commission as well. Mike Cannon, 911 Director of Communications, will be on hand to speak with the council this evening, to address any questions or concerns. Council members Jimerson and Summers are on the commission and represent the city's interests. In other business, the council will act on an order approving a cleaning contract with Melissa Johnson for the remainder of fiscal year 2018 at an annual cost of $23,400. Johnson's bid for the services was the lowest of the three received by the city for cleaning of the library, city hall, and police department. A cleaning service was made necessary after the facility maintenance manager's position was eliminated. City Administrator John Lund says going with a private company for the service will save the city $38,407 per year. The council will also act on an order approving the fiscal year 2017 urban renewal report, which is a standard annual formality. The report is sent to the Iowa Department of Management. And they'll receive a department head report from Police Chief Dave Erickson. Prior to adjourning for the night, the council will enter into a closed session to discuss with legal counsel matters that are related to the Atlantic Municipal Airport. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will hold a special session this evening at 7 o'clock in the courtroom at the Adair County Courthouse. Auditor Mindy Schaefer said the meeting is with regard to contract law enforcement between the Sheriff's Office and the cities located in Adair County. No decision will be made during the meeting. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater told KJAN News yesterday that at a previous meeting, he presented a cost analysis breakdown with regard to how much it would cost to hire another deputy, along with the required equipment. The costs were broken down on a per capita basis, that is, each unincorporated town. And he said that the towns have several options when it comes to law enforcement coverage, not just using the sheriff's department.
By no means are they obligated to contract with us. They can hire their own police department. They can hire their own, you know, part-time personnel. They can, you know, come together and multiple cities can form their own police department.
Vandewater said the mayor and council are required by state law to provide law enforcement in some form for their city, if not from the sheriff's office.
We were getting to the point where we're just so busy. I don't want to neglect the people in the unincorporated areas because they're actually paying us and we're spending, you know, quite a bit of time in towns. So, you know, I just want to get everyone on the same page. And like I said, I'm not pressuring them. It's, you know, we're just discussing it. And I think everyone agrees, or at least that spoke up at the last meeting. No one disagrees that we need, you know, more deputies. It's just, you know, funding. And that's going to be the key. The discussion needed to be had, and so we started it, and we'll see where it leads us.
The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.